and now that soft hand was laid gently on the pony's neck, and a single low word spoken. How instantly were the tense muscles relaxed, how quickly the stubborn air vanished.
"Poor Dick," said the maiden,
as she stroked his neck lightly, or softly patted it with a childlike hand.
"Now go along, you provoking fellow," she added, in a half-chiding yet affectionate voice, as she drew up the bridle.
The pony turned toward her and rubbed his head against her arm for an instant or two. Then, pricking up his ears, he started off at a light, cheerful trot, and went on his way as freely as if no silly crotchet had ever entered his stubborn brain. "What a wonderful power that hand possesses," said I, speaking to my companion as we rode away. He looked at me for a moment, as if my remark had occasioned surprise. Then a light came into his countenance, and he said briefly,
"She's good. Everybody and everything loves her."
Was that indeed the secret of her power? Was the quality of her soul perceived in the impression of her hand, even by brute beasts? The father's explanation was doubtless the true one, yet have I ever since wondered, and still do wonder, at the potency which lay in that maiden's magic touch. I have seen something of the same power showing itself in the loving and the good, but never to the extent as instanced in her, whom, for want of a better name, I must still call Gentle Hand.